in this.
Just a little bit.
There you go. This, when Charlotte was here last year, Clifford said something along the lines of, he's basically tried to put in some sort of vanilla defense, and then you try to add on it. Is that kind of where you guys are right now, and what are the things you're hoping to, I guess, if so, add defensively in the last little stretch here?
You know, I think for us it's just there's multiple situations that you want to be able to defend, and some of them on a base level just require an understanding of the communication system and fundamentals, and when you do get that down, you know, hopefully you can build a little bit. I think really the games themselves right now are the opportunity to expand your ability to scheme. But we're still, I don't consider us to be at that point. You know, I remember playing them early in the year against Atlanta, and that vanilla defense was pretty good.
So. Yeah. Well, Bryce gets a multi-year deal announced today. What have you liked from him in the time you've had him here?
Well, I think he fits what we want to do, and his work ethic, and you know, I think he's a communicative point guard, and you know, one of the things that really stands out about him is his ability to shoot the ball. I think he can make shots.
You're such a focused guy. Do you have time to fill out an NCAA bracket, or you have time for that?
Actually, I called a few friends of mine that are, you know, I've got a lot of friends that are coaching in college, and wish them luck. And I root for people more than anything. So if I fill out a bracket, it's probably pretty biased. My wife's better at it than I am.
I was going to say, are you obligated to take Duke? Is that an unwritten rule? You have to take Duke every year?
I like taking Duke, so it's not unwritten. You know, it doesn't need to get written.
Let's talk a little about the progression of Rudy and just how he's meant this to this team.
Well, I mean, some of the things are obvious. You know, I think one of the things that's important is, you know, although he missed a couple free throws the other night, I think there's a confidence that he has. I was really glad he got fouled and got to the line, because it was another opportunity for him to grow. I think we've seen his ability to pass the ball. He likes to pass the ball. I think he's going to become an even better passer when his balance begins to improve even more. You know, I think the other thing is just his understanding and intelligence about the game, which is something that, you know, is valuable to us.
We've seen Rudy salute after a couple big plays. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, Rudy's got, there's a flamboyance about him, and there's also a humility about him. I think he loves to play, and sometimes we see the flamboyance and not so much the humility, but the humility also manifests itself in hunger. And, you know, I don't want him to go crazy, but, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, he pumps them up to play and gets the team going and the fans going. So, you know, there's the worst things he could do.